that bad?
I'm gonna try to stay right on track, so welcome to the Police Judicial and Legal Committee, Monday, June 6th, we're a few minutes behind. First thing is approval of minutes from the April 5th meeting.
So moved.
Have motion second, discussion, additions, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? And the ayes have it. Item number two is the time in the agenda where we are open for public comments, is there anyone that would like to speak to this committee today? Thank you, moving on, police matters, the employee years of service recognition will move to an internal recognition, the officer couldn't be here this morning. But we do have a grant, Chief?
Yes, ma'am, I'm coming for you to request permission to apply for the Bureau of Justice Assistance grant, it's in the amount of $11,013, it is a 100% grant, so there's no match in the town.
Nice.
It's a grant that we've gotten in the past, and we use it to purchase tasers, to provide training for tasers, and upgrade for duty maintenance that we need on our taser program.
Thank you.
Move for approval.
Okay, have a motion, have a second.
Second.
Have a motion second for approval, does every officer have a taser?
I think with this grant, we should be able to finally equip everyone, yes, ma'am, we're getting very close.
Okay, and how, just curiously, how often do we discharge a taser in the town?
Obviously, not that often, luckily, we don't have to use it, but we have. I would say since the program, we probably used it 20 times, but it's, when we have used them, it's to prevent more injury to the officer or to the individual itself. But just actually pulling the taser out, you know, someone who wants to be aggressive and fight us and put the dot on them, if you will, it gets them to comply a lot quicker, so it's just a good tool. And then with the new rule in Bonhurst, North Carolina, we've had to, you can't use it for getting compliance to somebody that's not being compatible, so it's a tool we use if someone wants to fight us or cause harm to the officers.
So you're not bullying with it?
Absolutely not.
So would you like to have a demonstration, a tasing demonstration? Yes, sir?
Yes, ma'am, Madam Mayor, 1069 Greystone Boulevard. If you really want to see these guys use their tasers, come over there when they're changing shift. They all stand out in the hall, and they all hit the tasers at one time to make sure they work. It's certainly something to see. It will make you think twice about messing with anybody with a taser, and I can promise you.
Thank you for that, Gary. I don't know if that's something that I'll put on my list, but I certainly appreciate you making the offer. So we have a motion and second. Any other questions? All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
And the ayes have it. Thank you.
Thank you.
Go get everybody up. Judicial matters, again, we have no pressing needs. Livingston does such a great job over there. Legal matters, we do have a request to consider a proposed ordinance for a requirement to check ID for all credit and electronic transactions. Who's going to take that?
Well, sir, I think probably, the person who initiated the development of the ordinance, I think it was Mr. Santos, and either he or Mr. Pagliarini, I think would be appropriate.
Okay.
I'll be glad to start us off then. You've been sent a draft as our county administrator said, Mr. Santos requested a proposed ordinance to check IDs. The purpose behind it is to require in all transactions, I say all, but there's pretty big exceptions, for commercial vendors to check IDs when accepting electronic or credit card payments. And that's how this is drafted. It accepts out what we call non-personal, which are not in person, meaning internet, things like that. That would, I think, be very, very difficult to manage and to require businesses to do. So that's how it's drafted, and obviously Mr. Santos is certainly going to tell you about the history and why he's requesting it.
Thank you.
Gary Santos, 1690 Greystone Boulevard. You know, Madam Mayor, in our ordinances, we have a line in there that says, whereas Mount Pleasant Town Council is charged with the responsibility of protecting the general health, safety, and welfare of our citizens. We have a lot of instances where we have people stealing credit cards or stealing people's credit card numbers and going to various stores, and I won't mention any names because they could be any different retail stores, but swiping the credit card, they're not being checked. And then finally the bank notices stuff going on and they stop payment on your credit card and you have to go through the whole situation of trying to find out whether or not they're yours or not, and then you know at the end of the day the banks will a lot of times give you your money back. Sometimes I'm sure they don't unless you can prove that you weren't the one doing it. You know, years ago, we had instances where people were driving off not paying their gas. So we decided to make an ordinance where we required people to pay for their gas up front. Our officers were going to the gas stations many, many times knowing they're not going to catch the person because it was reported late. We even found out that sometimes there was a person who was working in the gas station. It was one of their friends that got away, and they waited a while before they called it. So they were wasting their time not being able to catch a lot of these thieves. This situation here is very, I think, very easy for us by requiring these clerks at these retail places to simply look at an ID and make sure that it matches the person who's using the credit card. I think it's one big step toward protecting our citizens and giving them the assurances and the ability to know that if their card is stolen, that's one less opportunity for these people to be able to use it just by swiping it and leaving. So I'm just trying to do something to try and help the general public, and I think this is very important for us to move forward on. Very, very easy, and I can let Chief talk about how this right now affects their police department and how I think this would help them tremendously by not having to spend their time on something like this where they know possibly that they're not going to find the person that's doing it.
Well, thank you, Gary. I appreciate that. And after we spoke the other day, I did some research, and I actually called several people who take high volumes of credit cards and to really consider what the burden would be on the business owners. So my challenge is this. I sign an agreement with the credit card company when I agree to have credit cards processed. Most of those agreements exclude me having the opportunity to ask you for an ID. I do have a right to ask you if the card is not signed, I can decline the card, or I can ask you to sign the card in my presence. But in reality, a lot of people have agreements with their processor that say I'm not allowed to ask for an ID. And that's a protection issue because I personally don't want to give my ID because that's one more step to identity theft, whereas my credit card, if it's somehow captured and reused, I can go back to my credit card and be reimbursed, 99.9% of the time. I also checked with Helen Hill at the CBB and asked some of the restaurant girls, the waitresses, because, you know, they take individual credit cards. And the challenge is that, as in the case of me, which I don't use credit cards, I have to have a few dollars tucked into my phone. A lot of people may have their credit card tucked into their phone but might not have their ID, or a young person might have their parents' credit card and not have a driver's license. So I really appreciate you trying to do something for the citizens, but I'm not going to support the effort. I think it's a little overreach of government. I'll turn it over to the committee and see what the guys think. Oh, yeah, okay, absolutely. Chief, did you have a response?
I sort of can't share with you, at least from January 1st of this year, I pulled some of our stats. We have had 204 incidents of whether it be an identity theft, forgery, or an actual financial transaction card fraud occur within the town. And I think what Mr. Sanchez really getting at to is that use of that card. We can't really do a whole lot with folks that are doing it online, using it. That's going international. We're trying to deal with, but we had 77 financial transaction card frauds within the town. And certainly, could an ID have stopped that? Certainly could have. Obviously, the police department would support whatever the local council is, and any tool that we're provided to help us protect our citizens will certainly use.
How would you enforce it? So if I, at Pages Thieves Market, took a credit card for a chest of drawers and didn't ask for an ID and the card turned out to be fraudulent, how would that help the police department recover?
Well, to recover, if they didn't ask for an ID, it would be very difficult, obviously, to recover because we're not going to know who that person was. If they did not ask for the ID, I'd have to defer that extra me to the penalty side of it. I guess at that point, the clerk or the store who did not check the ID would be held accountable some way, whatever the ordinance read and how it read, to prevent them from future, having future victims of taking cards without checking ID.
And if I just looked at the ID, but my clerk, or if my clerk looked at the ID and didn't make a copy of the ID, which I believe is illegal, how does that work? I mean, I don't want anybody to make a copy of my driver's license and my ID.
I think you're identifying that South Carolina Consumer Protection Code issues in some states, such as California, have gone in that direction and essentially say you cannot copy what's on the ID. I think that's the balance that has to be. And the way that this is offered is, it's silent on that issue, but what it does require is to check an ID picture ID, South Carolina driver's license, or state-issued identification card, or other form, and it's in our general penalties, so it carries a 30-day, maximum 30-day or $500 fine. That would likely, I would think, have to be imposed against the actual clerk, not necessarily the store owner, because it would have to relate to the person who either failed to abide by the ordinance, probably not the supervising party. So I think those are some of the issues. You also mentioned credit card agreements. Those are agreements between, I think what you were referencing there was the agreements between the companies, for example, American Express and a store. Those agreements essentially say that you can check ID, but you cannot use that to deny payment if the card is validly signed. So I can't envision situations where our businesses would be put in the middle of that.
Thank you, David. Like I said, I'm just very challenged by it because I can't imagine how we would enforce it, and I can't imagine a waitress at Page's Oak and Grill who's going to have a $500 30-day jail term over her head because she didn't get someone to pay for her salmon salad with an ID. So I don't know. Bob, you have anything?
Just curious how this plays into the new technology that folks are coming in and just waiting their phone in front of without any kind of ID. And that's the whole point of that technology, is to be able to go there and just swipe and be gone. So is that exempt from this, or how is this?
So the way it's written, and Mr. Santos can weigh in on this, is that in-person electronic and credit card are covered under this ordinance. So what you're saying is you walk over to Whole Foods and you see it quite often. You just scan your phone in that. That would require an ID under this ordinance.
Good question.
Yes, sir.
Chief, did you say 77 transactions? Was it?
That's correct. The actual financial transaction card products. Like you said, to have physically have the card in your hand to use it illegally.
Well, as a former banker, if you're in a credit card program or have a credit card program, that's the cost of doing business. You're going to refund probably all of it, no matter what happens. The banks have done that forever. And yes, there's a $50 limit that they would charge you, but I've never heard of that being charged. It's always been, if somebody stole your card and headed to Mexico and made three stops at a quick stop and you found out, or they found out about it, it's just their cost of doing business. And now they're going to make you go through the process of opening a new account and all that, but you're not going to be held liable. So, I hate to see us put this on our, especially our voluminous restaurant and hotel businesses. This is over the top as far as making them do something like this. Thank you.
Thank you. I've been in business since a long time, here since 59, and I've never had a chargeback that wasn't actually ultimately refunded from a credit card company. So as a business owner, Gary, I've never had an issue. And those cardholders were always made whole since 1959. I can't pay one instance where we've had an issue where someone had to have a debt.
The problem is, Mayor, is that our citizens are now going to have to go back to the bank and go through all that to have everything done. And to me, it's just not fair to our citizens. It sounds like we're more trying to protect the clerk than we are our citizens. You know, if you go through that process, which a lot of people have, it's not a fun process to go and have to sit in the bank and try and change things and then wait for a week to get another card so you don't have access to your card until they send you another one. So you have to wait for a week. So now you have to do all cash transactions and all. It's not fair for our citizens to have to go through that when we can have a law like this right now that not only helps our police department be able to identify people and it really will eliminate some of the things that they have to do. It's just a good thing for our citizens. So we either are going to protect the people who are not checking them, or we protect our citizens. That's what this comes down to. I mean, I have no problem with going to these retail places and saying, you will look at the ID. If you don't, then you'll be penalized. Because if not, our citizens get penalized. And I'm elected to protect the citizens and the stores and all, but we're here to protect our citizens, just like it said in the beginning of that ordinance. And that's all I want to do.
Gary, I get it, but 77 transactions since January, if we calculated per businesses, Amy's still in the room. How many business licenses do we have? Can you imagine how many credit card transactions we've had since January? The rough calculation?
Madam Mayor, just a quick question, David. So I'm sure I'm the only parent in Mount Pleasant that allows my children to use my credit card for filling up cars with gas, especially my own car. So I'm going to have to move that. So in this scenario, if there's not an ID that matches the card, that vendor could turn down the use of that credit card for whatever the purchase is. Is that correct?
That's right. Yes, sir. That's now, when you say turn down,
deny that form of payment.
This is where there's this sort of uncomfortable line. It says check ID, but there's nothing that says you can't. You can decline. You have to decline payment as a result.
But the name of
certainly
the card
it's a benefit. I mean, if it were not matching and you went forward with it, I think that would be problematic for any business. But
thank you.
Bobby, got anything else? So what's the committee? Did they choose to take any action on this ordinance request?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you very much. So sorry, we're not going to take it forward. So approval of the easement for Mount Pleasant Waterworks service to Fire Station 6. Gavin?
Yes, thank you.
Is it really a Fire Station 6? That's the real question.
Yes. We're approaching punch list, which will probably be next week, and with a target date move in at the first week of July. We'll get in there and get settled, and we're planning a dedication ribbon cutting towards the end of July. So that'll get settled. So it's very near completion. So this is a good sign. This is a water request. This is a very small easement. It's 184 square feet. This is the fire station. This is the children's center. You've got Carolina Park Boulevard. So when you pull into the road, there's existing water and sewer easement, but this is just a very small request for where the water meter is located.
Okay.
We already have water service, so this isn't going to hold up the opening of the station. The meter should have been in Friday or
probably was Friday.
Move for approval of easement.
I got a motion and a second, and you promise you're just not telling stories, right?
I promise.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. And the ayes have it. Is there anything else to come before this evening?
You did good. You did good. We're back.